It really is a bit too thick, the headmistress of Eton was saying to the director of crematoria and phosphorus reclamation, when I think that I actually... Yes, came the voice of Fanny Crown. It's absolutely true about the alcohol. Someone I know knew someone who was working in the embryo store at the time. She said to my friend, and my friend said to me, too bad, too bad, said Henry Foster, sympathizing with the arts community songster. It may interest you to know that our ex-director was on the point of transferring him to Iceland. Pierced by every word that was spoken, the tight balloon of Bernard's happy self-confidence was leaking from a thousand wounds. Pale, distraught, abject and agitated, he moved among his guests, stammering incoherent apologies, assuring them that next time the savage would certainly be there, begging them to sit down and take a carotene sandwich, a slice of vitamin A pâté, a glass of champagne surrogate. They duly ate, but ignored him, drank and were either rude to his face or talked to one another about him, loudly and offensively as though he had not been there. "And now, my friends," said the arch-community songster of Canterbury, in that beautiful ringing voice with which he led the proceedings at Ford's Day celebrations, "now, my friends, I think perhaps the time has come." He rose, put down his glass, brushed from his purple viscose waistcoat the crumbs of a considerable collation, and walked towards the door. Bernard darted forward to intercept him. "Must you really, arch-songster? It's very early still. I'd hoped you would..." Yes, what hadn't he hoped? When Lenina confidentially told him that the arch-community songster would accept an invitation if it was sent, "he's really rather sweet, you know," and she had shown Bernard the little golden zipper fastening in the form of a tea, which the arch-songster had given her as a memento of the weekend she had spent at the diocesan singery.